Good morning, everybody. And how many masks do we have left for the school year? You guys are done in what, like 2 weeks? 2 weeks? I might cry. What am I gonna do every day? What? You might go to church anyway, every day. That's awesome. I agree, that's a good one. And I'll do that too. But the rest of the day, like you guys, I might just be, I don't know, sleep all day or not have homework. Here's a question for you. It's the last couple weeks, and I'm very proud of all of you. You're going to your next grade. Awesome. First communion coming. Big weekend for many of you. Today, I want to... And we're kind of in this little sandwich, if you will. Because what did we do last weekend to somebody that we really love? Carson, do you know?
Mother's Day.
Perfect. Mother's Day. And what's coming on the other side of that kind of sandwich? What's that? Yep. Yeah.
Father's Day.
Yep. When is the date for that? Do you guys know? Sometime in June, right?
Third Sunday
of June. Awesome. So now we had Mother's Day. We should pray, pray for our mothers and love them all the time. Because I hope that they love you and our fathers as well. What are some of the things you guys have done for Mother's Day? Yep, Wesley, what is it? Pictures? Your picture, Kate Grace?
Breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed? Boy, I hope I get that on Father's Day. Coming, yep.
My mom has all these antique dishes on her walls, and I took them down and washed them.
Oh, you did some work too. Nice work. What do you guys do for Father's Day? Yep. Let's see, who else has? They have a house? Oh, you just stay at the house for Mother's Day or Father's Day?
Yeah.
Hang on together. Oh, good stuff. Let's get one more. What about another one coming for Father's Day? Yep.
You give them a gift?
Give them a gift? What kind of gift? You don't know? Something, though. You gave something. Right? Alright, now this day we had a really cool reading. John, it's one of the Gospels. Remember, do you guys remember the four Gospels? Let's start with the kindergartners on this one. Kindergartners, do you remember the four Gospels?
Yeah.
What are they?
John.
Yep. Matthew. Luke, we're missing one more. What's the other one? Second graders. Yep, go ahead. Yep.
Peter.
Not quite Peter. Let's see, where are all the
first and second graders? Carson.
Mark. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right, so this is John. Listen again, it's a very short one. Those are really nice ones too. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Okay, so you had your family, right? Moms, dads, and do they love you? Your parents love you? Yeah. And we always hope on our longer world that our parents love us. Now, what Jesus is saying is his father and also his mother, Mother Mary, they love Jesus. So who does Jesus love? Who does he point to? Let's see, who else? Jude. Jesus loves everyone. So he's showing that his father and his mother is loved. And so he points to love to others. So if our parents love us, who should we love? Well, yeah, Jesus, but who else should we love? Yeah, you're exactly right. But what else? Who else should we love? Hey, your parents. How about in church? Who should we show love? Well, everybody. If Jesus is doing that from his father, then how should we show love to others? Well, it's from our own parents. And, like you said already, God and Jesus. That if we are loved with them, our God, our Jesus, our parents, your teachers, your priests, your coaches that show the love and teaching to you, then you better do the same to others, because that's what Jesus did. Right? Does that make sense? The love comes from God to us through our parents, and we have to show it to other people. Okay, so that's kind of a little test this morning. All right, let's stand, and we'll offer our prayers this morning.